It appears that in our era of digital sophistication, replicating the voice of a political figure is still astonishingly simple. Technological advancements have paved the way for software that can mimic nuances and intonations with alarming precision. The implications of such capabilities are wide-ranging, touching on issues of security, authenticity, and the nature of truth itself. This is not just a theoretical exercise. Real-world examples abound where cloned voices have been used in attempted frauds, spreading misinformation, or even in creating satirical content. Amidst all this, distinguishing fact from fiction becomes an increasingly Sisyphean task. Mimicry, once the domain of talented humans, has been usurped by algorithms that learn and adapt at breakneck speed. The sheer ease with which one's voice can be co-opted is disconcerting. Voice cloning technology feeds on a handful of audio samples. From these scraps, a convincing vocal doppelganger emerges, ready to recite whatever script the cloner has prepared. The democratic implications are immense, as the voice of a leader can sway public opinion, incite action, or create calm. In response, developers and ethicists alike are racing to create countermeasures. Digital watermarks, anomaly detection methods, and even legislation are in play. These efforts are critical, yet the question looms: can they keep pace with the relentless advancement of cloning technology? As we peer into this digital abyss, we must reassess our approach to media consumption. Critical thinking and a healthy skepticism are essential tools for the discerning citizen. In an age where a person's voice can be borrowed so easily, believing in what we hear is no longer a luxury we can afford so freely. Ultimately, the power to decide what is truth rests with the people. Educational initiatives that foster media literacy may be our best defense against the tide of voice facsimiles threatening to flood the public discourse. The game of cat and mouse between cloners and those who seek to expose them is likely to continue, as the recipe for cloning voices remains indeed easy as pie.